KNOM Profiles.
I'm Eva DeLapp for KNOM Profiles. This is the first part of a two-part series on the Community Engagement Initiative, currently being undertaken by Nome Public Schools in association with the Alaska Association of School Boards.
Welcome, everybody. If you could sit, get a cake and ice cream, put a name tag on, and come sit at a table with other people. We don't want you to sit by yourself. Sit with other people. That would be great.
Last Thursday, Claire Richardson of the Alaska Association of School Boards visited Nome to host a community engagement meeting. Chocolate cake and coffee was set up on a side table, and in the big Nome Elementary School Commons, circular tables clustered together on one side of the room. About 16 people showed up for the meeting, a few parents, Board of Education members, and concerned community members. This was community engagement.
You introduce yourself to somebody you don't know. I know you all probably know each other, but maybe not. Or somebody you don't know well.
It's a three-year project requested by the Nome Board of Education and coordinated by the statewide school board organization. The community engagement project aims to get Nome community members more involved in the well-being of their children. Claire Richardson of the Alaska Association of School Boards explained.
When we talk about community engagement, people say, oh, well, I'm not a parent, so therefore I don't need to be a part of community engagement. Or, oh, my kids are all grown. They're all off at UAF. I don't need to be part of community engagement. Or, I have too many little kids. I don't have time to be a part of community engagement. And what I'm trying to illustrate today is that everybody, the kids, the adults throughout the community, everyone can be a part of community engagement.
Research shows students who feel connected, who feel supported at home, school, and in their town are more successful at school. The three-year project starts with collecting a massive amount of data, talking to students, parents, teachers, administrators, and community members to get a full snapshot of Nome Public Schools. The data collection process began last November with an inventory. About 50 Nomites, parents, teachers, students, and concerned citizens, spoke to interviewers at length about Nome Public Schools, the facilities, the teachers, the level of teaching, teacher-parent communication, problems facing the schools, and problems facing the community. And last Thursday night, before the 16 parents, Board of Education members, and concerned citizens in the Nome Elementary School Commons, Claire shared those trends. Kids reported they enjoyed going to school, and many parents praised the availability and care of teachers.
We were amazed at how many people, parents, felt that they had such great access to teachers. They felt that teachers went above and beyond the call of duty in answering questions, being available.
Then Claire addressed four main community issues as reported by community members. These were community-wide issues that harm children, or distract attention from students and prevent academic success. The four main issues, alcohol abuse, the clash of cultures, the lack of coordination between youth programs, and high teacher and program turnover. Across the board, respondents reported that the biggest problem the community faces is alcohol and drug abuse.
Anyone that lives here knows that this is a big issue, but the fact that 48 out of 50 people we interviewed said that was the number one issue facing Nome is something to think about.
Richardson said, as hard as it is, the community needs to talk about the issue.
It's a very sensitive issue, but how do we tackle that issue when it comes to community engagement? It's a big, tough issue, and it will need conversation.
Another major concern was what one respondent called the clash of cultures. With longtime residents and relative newcomers expressed sadness and frustration over what they described as underlying tension between the Native and non-Native communities.
Interracial families described the feeling of us versus them, and the tension they felt as their children walked in both worlds.
Richardson said the inventory showed that respondents wanted to see community groups better reflect the mixed population of Nome. The Association of School Boards recommended that when the school district hires a community engagement advocate, they hire someone who can bridge the gap.
You hire a person who can walk in both worlds. It doesn't matter really, whether they're native or non-native, the question is, can they bridge between the school and the community?
The community engagement inventory also showed the need to coordinate youth resources.
Nome Eskimo community is doing all sorts of things. The school district, there's new clubs, there's after-school programs, there's Boys and Girls Club, and there's all sorts of things happening, but no one really, at this point, seems to have a map, a community map, of all the things that are happening for children here.
Claire recommended creating a youth resources map to help prevent duplication of services and get organizations to identify holes in services. The last common problem facing Nome was turnover.
People said to me, oh, community engagement, another program. Why should I, you know, I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to get involved until I know it's not going to just disappear in 6 months. And so there's frustration sometimes that programs start and then they stop.
The Alaska Association of School Boards didn't offer a solution, but Claire defended community engagement.
I would like to tell you tonight, community engagement is not a program. We're not going to walk away tonight with a list of things we're going to do, and we're going to do them in 6 months.
After sharing the results of the community engagement inventory, Claire turned the meeting over to the attendees. 20 or so parents and community members who had gathered to hear the results started engaging as a community, playing games, sharing stories, and discussing positive aspects of Nome and Nome schools.
So here you go. So good news tonight. Yeah.
Tune in to KNOM tomorrow after the 9 and 6 o'clock weather to hear the second part of this two-part series on community engagement in Nome.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.